And right now it is time to take five for your commuting this morning. I'm very pleased to be joined by Bobby Schubert and Marla Fiscus. We are talking about the annual community Thanksgiving meal, which is coming up obviously Thanksgiving Day, but reservations need to be made by Friday, if I'm not mistaken. We'll certainly get to that. Ladies, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining us this morning. Certainly appreciate it. 14th annual, is that possible?
I know. It seems like yesterday.
And let's see. Bobby, you said you've been involved in all 14?
That's correct, yes.
Wow. And Marla, you said, what, 12 of them, right?
About that,
my
yeah.
goodness. Well, before we get to, you know, what's going to take place, obviously there's going to be a meal involved, but let's talk about putting this thing together, Marla. I mean, this is not, you know, something that's easy to do. I mean, if you're going to serve all this food for all these folks, you got to put this thing all together.
And we usually start in September with organizational planning meetings and get things lined out. We go a lot off of last year's numbers as to the amount that we have to purchase for the turkeys and all the trimmings. Bobby does a great job in keeping record and letting us know what we need to get, and by donations from the community is what keeps us going.
And you also have to have a lot of volunteers, manpower, just to put this thing on and clean it up after. That must be something.
Yeah, it starts Wednesday. Well, it starts actually tomorrow. We have turkeys that have been volunteered by the community to cook for us. So they'll pick up their turkeys tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church. They'll get those cooked, and pies and cookies, and it's been donated. They'll all be delivered to the high school on Wednesday evening from 4 to 6. And then Bobby starts early Thursday morning in the kitchen with her crew and cooking and getting everything all ready to serve.
Well, Bobby, let's talk about that. 14 years you've been doing this. That's got to be some work involved with that.
Time goes fast. You know, with a lot of good people willing to help and get in there, it doesn't seem like a lot of work because it's just a good community.
A lot of support.
And
just the fact that you guys are giving up some of your Thanksgiving, that's you know, that's very wonderful, very commendable. I mean, like you said, it doesn't seem like much to you. You've just gotten in the habit of doing it and do it out of the goodness of your heart. But it is. You're sacrificing your holiday for others, and I think that's great. And I'm sure the people will appreciate it as well.
It is. In our numbers that eat in there at the high school, we eat at noon, seem to be growing every year. So that's a great thing, too, just be able to spend Thanksgiving with a lot of people. So,
well, that's just it, isn't it? It's not so much people that, you know, maybe are down on their luck,
no,
but it's just for folks who are going to be alone,
that's,
you know.
That's exactly right.
That's what it was intentionally made for, so people could come together as a community and fellowship and have a really good meal and get to know each other a little better and just have a good time.
Okay, so this will be taking place, obviously, it'll be Thanksgiving. What time does this start on Thanksgiving?
Well, now we eat there at the high school at noon.
Okay.
But we usually get there about 6:37 in the morning and start everything, and then they start deliveries around 10:30. So we have limited deliveries to people that just can't make it in to pick up and such. So we have so that's how our day goes.
Let's go ahead and entice some people. What's going to be on the menu? Let's get their mouth watering now.
Well, just your basic. I mean, the turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes, homemade noodles, homemade bread, green beans, and that will in dessert. So we have like a lot of churches donating wonderful desserts. So I can't really say what exactly they're going to get.
Sure.
But it'll be good.
And again, it's great that the community, the churches, the community you guys mentioned, they they're donating some of the food. They're donating the volunteers, the time. It just comes together pretty nicely, doesn't it?
It does. And every year we don't know how many volunteers we have, but it's a God thing because we have enough to to take care of everything.
So. On a plug for volunteers, we have baggers. We like for them to be at this school about 9:30 that morning, and then we start our delivery just as soon as we can get them all bagged up. And around 10:30, because we want our volunteers to be able to come back and enjoy a meal also there at the school with us. The only thing is that we would like our volunteers to also call in for reservations, and so that we know, just so we'll have enough, the count will be good, and we can make sure we have plenty of food. Don't want anybody to be left out.
Any idea what the numbers look like every year? Do you?
Usually we average about 350,
wow,
give or take 50.
Hmm.
So, and if there is food left over, we donate it to, I don't know if I can say it, but an organization that needs it.
Okay, very good. All right, so we mentioned reservations because obviously you need a head count to get an idea. Those need to be made by Friday, is that correct?
That's correct.
And the phone number they can call?
618-943-4555.
Okay, so again, that's going to be the community Thanksgiving meal. That's going to be, they're going to start eating at noon on Thanksgiving Day there at the Red Hill Junior Senior High School cafeteria in Bridgeport. Again, reservations by Friday, 943-4555. You wanted to add something to that?
Just that all calls be in before 7 p.m., just so there's no late night calls.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense. 943-4555, reservations made by Friday. Bobby Schubert, Marla Fiskus, ladies, again, thank you not only for coming out here this morning and sharing with us, but thank you for what you do every year on Thanksgiving. I think it's great. So
well, trust us, we're the blessed ones.
Yeah. And thank you for having us out here.
Yes, definitely.